This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Hello, Radioland. You are tuned in to CFUR 88.7 FM. And joining me in studio today is NUGS, or Northern Undergraduate Student Society President, Armin Jamwal. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy morning in this election period to have a little chat with us. I appreciate it. You are the outgoing president, which frees you up to speak during this election campaign. You just sent the message out to the student body that the voting period is open. So people are able to open up their inboxes right now, browse through the candidates, select the candidates they wish, and vote. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, that is correct.
Excellent.
And I would really like to share that this year's turnout was really great. We have 9 applications this year. We changed the structure in a way so that more applicants can apply for director and we can get more applicants. So, for example, you might have seen in the older years, like the last year, we used to have president, vice president, and then we had 4 directors. But this year, what we have done is we have changed that structure to only directors, and then president will be elected internally, which can be a president as well, a chairperson as well, you can say. And which has led us to having 9 people apply for the director position. And
okay.
I think we can have those 6 people get ready up there. So, yeah.
Yeah, in the past, sometimes it has been difficult to recruit enough nominations to form student government. But it sounds like this solution is working well, hey?
Oh, yes. Yeah, pretty well. Yeah.
You served as president over a term where you had the former structure in place as president. It was a busy year, but how do you feel about it? How did the year go so far? How are you feeling as outgoing president?
I think this year was full of referendums, I will say.
Yeah.
Due to so many things going on around the world. Right now, we are having so much trouble with our health and dental plan as well. Our fees is increasing, and with that, health and dental fees is also increasing. So we had to do so many referendums about it. We just sent out the referendum last month. It was 55% yeses, but according to our NUGS bylaws, we have to get 66% yeses.
Oh, very close.
So that was really close, but it was heartbreaking as well. You just wanted that 10% and it didn't happen. But what we're trying to do is next year as well, we'll try next year as well. And maybe next month as well, you can expect that as well from us. It has been a great referendum year, and I'll pass this referendum things to the next board as well. There will be so many new referendums coming up because we just joined BCFS. And BCFS referendum will take place in this fall.
And that's BC Federation of Students?
Yes, that's BC Federation of Students.
What do you hope for the outcomes to be from joining BCFS?
I think as a single UNBC, you cannot advocate for so many things. So you need a community, a unity between a lot of universities to advocate for things. Because I have never seen UNBC advocate for things in my past years when I started my studies in UNBC. And I really tried for that because we are not advocating anywhere for our students. And students used to ask me, because I was part of NUGS for 4 years now, they used to ask me, like, our tuition is rising, like, what are you doing for it? And that question really stung me. So I tried my best this year to join BCFS. There was always a motion in our, whenever we do conduct our meetings, there was always a motion there, okay, do you want to join BCFS or CFS? So we studied about like how Canadian Federation of Students is working, which will be the best option for us. Is either it's gonna be BCFS or it's gonna be CFS. And eventually we went for BCFS as so many universities are part of it. That includes our nearby university, which is UBCO as well. So I heard so many good things about BCFS. So we started with the BCFS. And now we are a part of BCFS. And this year, I'm excited to say to my students that we advocated for your rights for increase in tuition fee. So that was done this January. And we were happy to advocate for students this year. Yeah.
And circling back a little bit to the health and dental plan that that NUGS provides for students. The referendum was to increase the rates for the health and dental plan. Do you want to give us a little backgrounder on what NUGS is trying to achieve there? You know, why you're trying to raise those rates to meet the need?
I'm not sure like I can share enough information, but I'll let the people know. So for example, every year we have claims, right, for health and dental plan. Mm-hmm. And this year our claims were through the roofs. People were trying to get through the benefits and everything, and that was really good. I really love seeing people to use their benefits. I'm really excited for them. But due to increase in like inflation and everything, we really need it, because our plan, I think it cost around $290 or something, but like our plan is not up to the standards yet, because we are still paying out of our pockets, for example, from the NUGS revenue right now for students. So I really want it, because we'll be depreciated in like 2 to 3 years. There will be no money left. So I'm trying to do this referendum to increase it by 20%, and it's not certain, like it's gonna be, it can be $10, it can be $20, but we are not certain. That's why we said okay, like we want to increase by 20%, but there is not a perfect amount that we are gonna increase. So just wanted to get to know students, like what students thinks about increase of health and dental plan. We have never increased the fees in the last 10 years, right? Because this was the first time we were trying to do it. And we can also look into the world economy right now, and I think it's really important that we do this referendum, that it has to pass so that students can enjoy those benefits. The other option was to take away a lot of plans which were students were using. For example, health and dental plan, we were thinking of removing it, but most students, they really like that plan. So I'm not sure like if we should take away that plan. And there's so many drugs that you can buy from these insurances, which are really beneficial for students. And I have seen the numbers. So many students apply for claims. So yes, that's what about this referendum that we were trying to do.
You were working to bring in the option of raising the fees 20% per year if that expense is needed, or if expenses...
Yes. Because if we decrease all the benefits, then it's really hard for students. Like, why would you need that plan then?
Yeah.
If you're decreasing the benefits. The plan is there for the benefits, and I want to keep those benefits for the students. Yeah.
So that is something that the incoming council will have to address over the coming year, the 2026-27
year. Yes, for sure, yeah.
The next group of councillors, what do you think is on their agenda? What has kind of been emerging as like a primary issue for candidates to address? What's the student body looking
at? I think that's what we have to see. I think the major issue is increasing tuition fee. I think they will be advocating for this next year as well. As soon as our referendum is passed for BCFS in the fall, we are ready to advocate for students, and we have the playground now to really, really advocate for students. So I have made that step this term. So I think hopefully they use it very well. And hopefully we pass that referendum for BCFS, and we are on a good track.
A coordination of your efforts here at the Northern Undergraduate Student Society can be combined with all the other student societies across the province, and hopefully make a change.
I think there are usually 15 to 16 university and colleges that are part of BCFS, yeah.
So let's say I'm a student and I want to vote. What is the election period and how can I vote?
So I just sent out the email for the elections. We have 9 candidates this year, which is really, really good. The voting starts today, which is 25th at 10 a.m. I just sent out the email so every student out there can vote through the email that I have just sent. There should be a voting link up there, and they can just vote directly through there. And our voting period ends on March 27th, same 10 a.m.
Results announced Friday, March 27th. The same day?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
If people are still undecided on who they're going to vote for, how can they find out more about candidates, their platforms?
I think everything is available on nugs.ca, so they can find about which candidates applied for it. So they have their introduction biography over there, so they can look into it, like where's the candidate from, what are their beliefs, what are they expecting to promote with this position, and everything. Yeah.
Looking back in review over your past year serving as president, you know, you're bound to gain some insights and perspective. Is there anything that you wish that students of UMBC, undergraduate students, had at top of mind and were advocating for or participating in that you don't see any activity on right now, but you wish it was there? Is there anything that has kind of arisen in your mind?
There's not an activity, but I would like to say that our universities right now, we are living in the times where people are not that engaging now. So I was really trying to get people to be engaged through a lot of activities, but it's out there. There is so much stuff going on. People like to keep themselves in a separate room, in a room full of walls. They don't want to go outside, have fun. But I was really trying to get people to go out. And I think I really demand my students to like, please go out, experience everything you can. Because this is the only 4 years you'll get to where you can experience leadership, you can find good mentors for your future career. So I think this is the best time to go out. And please don't stay in your houses for like the longest time, because I have seen a lot of students do that. There is so less engagement. Talk to people, and that's the main thing about everything. So just talk to people. Even if you don't know anyone, just try to initiate like small conversations so that you can know like what's going on with others' people's lives. And I think that really gives you an insight like what you're gonna be when you graduate, if you talk to people. And I think the best thing is connections. I think connections can get you up there. And I think I really believe start engaging with people. I think that's what our university is lacking right now. So I would really appreciate if students started engaging with so many people. Just talk, just say hi. That's what matters, yeah.
That's a great wish for the next counselors and president to receive. Were there any events or activities or actions on behalf of NUGS that worked in terms of getting the engagement that you wanted? Is there anything that stands out over the past year?
I think the best one is always the pancake breakfast. I don't know, like everyone loves pancake breakfast, and you can look forward to pancake breakfast every semester. I love the engagement ratio for the pancake breakfast. Usually we hold it for 3 hours. We just changed timings to like, okay, let's do it a little bit longer because people were still coming this year when we did it in January. So I think pancake really makes people engaging, I believe.
What's ahead? Now that the burden of the presidency is off your shoulders, what are you looking forward to in the year ahead?
I think I'm just going to some courses left, just going to finish those courses and be graduated. I'm looking into going into more of a corporate job right now, or maybe like politics, maybe. Yeah.
A focus on academics, at least. Get that out of the way. The rest is gravy.
Yep, that's just gravy. really hope so to do my master's as well. I'll see where to do my master's if I wanted to. But thank you for having me today over here to talk about NUGS.
Thank you so much for your time. And I hope everything goes smoothly over at NUGS during this exciting election period.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Which closes on Friday, March 27th. That is outgoing Northern Undergraduate Student Society President Armin Jamwal. The NUGS election voting period occurs from Wednesday, March 25th through Friday, March 27th. Closing at 10 a.m., UMBC undergraduate students are invited to check their @UMBC emails for voting instructions. Votes are conducted directly through that email account. Then, on Friday the 27th, in the NUSC event space in UMBC's Building 6 from 11 a.m., to 1:30 p.m., there's a social opportunity where students can meet the candidates and get a free hot dog, a beverage, and some popcorn for the Hot Diggity Dog Day. Some games will be set up like cornhole, so you can challenge your newly elected representatives to a match if you choose. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, through the Local Journalism Initiatives program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.